Lately, the Lord has been quickening us by the Holy Spirit to devote a lot more time to prayer. And all through the month of September, we took time, quality time, to pray for the nation, the United States of America, and wherever you reside. I do hope from time to time you give time and devote time and attention to praying for your nation. And when we pray as believers, that gives the Lord access to do the things that He always wanted to do. But even while we were going on with those prayers for our nation, there's been a stirring, just a quickening in our spirit to pray more. Very recently, I got a clear direction in my heart that it was necessary to give some time to teaching and exhorting the saints on the concept of prayer. So we started talking about effectual, fervent prayer. Effectual, fervent prayer. And I'm very excited for us to continue on tonight. I believe that there's a number of things that the Holy Spirit will help us see as we go. So please get your Bibles and get your notebooks, get your pen, and whatever platform you are joining us on, I hope you can hear me clearly. I trust God, because there are no limits. There's no limits in the Spirit. I trust God that there'll be clarity, that the same quickening and the same stirring that we are experiencing, you will also experience wherever you are in this season. And as we receive clarity and clearer understanding, that the Holy Spirit will enable us to pray and pray in a way that we will get results, in Jesus' name. Amen. Would you let us share a word of prayer together? Father, I thank you so very much for tonight. And I thank you, Lord, for this opportunity that you've given to us to come around the word of God. I thank you, Lord, for my brothers and my sisters, everyone that's joining us online tonight through whatever platform. Father, we receive the presence of the Holy Spirit. We receive utterance. I ask, Father, for clarity of thought and clarity of speech, accuracy and boldness. Help me declare your word exactly how it ought to be declared. Lord, you speak the things that you have planned to say to your people tonight. We cover our equipment, the airwaves, with the blood of Jesus. We call ourselves blessed. We thank you, our Father. We give you all the glory and we give you all the praise. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen and amen. Glory to God. Thank you so much again for joining us tonight. I want us to go back to the book of Ephesians. Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 18. In the King James it says, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints. And in the Amplified, it says, pray at all times, on every occasion, in every season, in the Spirit. Pray at all times, on every occasion, in every season, in the Spirit. Some translation says, being led by the Holy Spirit, with all manner of prayer and entreaty. To that end, it says, keep alert, watch with strong purpose and perseverance, interceding on behalf of all the saints, God's consecrated people. And then Apostle Paul says, and pray also for me, in verse 19, that freedom of utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth to proclaim boldly the mystery of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. It is so essential It is so important that we commit ourselves to a life of prayer, to pray always, to pray all the time, to keep on praying, and to prioritize it, to not get too busy to pray always, sometimes praying by ourselves, sometimes praying with other believers, sometimes praying with our families, to pray for yourself and pray for other people and pray for believers and pray for the church and pray for ministers and pray for the kingdom of God and pray for the nation and keep on praying. Pray in the morning when you get up. First thing, pray right through the day. Pray while you're getting ready for work. Stay in an attitude, and that doesn't make you spooky. You can pray while you are in between assignments. We see evidences of that right through the Word of God. The Bible said to pray always, at all times, on every occasion, in the Spirit, to pray the will of God, to teach and train ourselves to pray the will of God. Hallelujah. I was saying, I remember in our last service, how the Lord opened my eyes to see the possibility of being able to pray in such a way that most, not a few, not just some, but most of our prayers can be answered. And that was a life changer for me. Because from that moment onwards, I sought to elevate in my prayer life. And I'm still doing that, and I'm believing, I know, for the rest of my journey here on this earth, I'm going to keep growing. This is all part of it. Since we started this series of lessons, exhortations, teachings, whatever you want to call it, on prayer, I have grown some more. I found myself even more precise in my praying, and the net is a little bigger, even in the target that I'm praying about. And I'm sensing the utterance of the Holy Spirit. I'm sensing the energy of the Holy Spirit. I'm sensing the ability of God that has been made available to help me pray. And I'm trusting God that you are also feeling the same. And in this season, that you are going to get more and more and more into it. So it says to pray at all times. It is always right to pray. Prayer is the most important thing we can do in every situation of life. Remember that. Prayer is the most important thing you as a believer can do in every situation of life. Pray at all times. Pray when you are happy. Pray when you are sad. Pray when you just got a good news. Pray when you got bad news. Pray when you are disappointed. Pray when you are excited. Pray when people tell you things that are bothering them. Pray when you see things going on around you in your community, in your nation, that either bother you or that create desires within you. Pray, 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 pray. Hallelujah. You say, pray and be led by the Holy Spirit. So be led, endeavor, and we'll talk a little bit more about that as I go on tonight. Endeavor to be led in your praying. Endeavor to be led by the Holy Spirit as you pray. Endeavor to have the Lord energize your praying. It says to pray and to be alert. It says to pray with all manner of prayer and entreaty, petition. Then it says to be alert and to watch. Then it says to have strong purpose. Effectual prayer is prayer that has strong purpose. Prayer that would have efficacy, that will be productive, that will produce results, are prayers that have a purpose. It says pray with a strong purpose. And perseverance. Prayers that are answered are prayers that are ongoing, that are consistent, not just once in a while prayers. Not just every once in a while when I can get to it prayers. No. The prayers that put us in position to touch the heart of God, to reach heaven, are prayers that are ongoing. And then he says, interceding on behalf of all of the saints, God's consecrated people, praying for other people. Praying for other people puts you in position to quickly and easily get answers when you pray for your own needs. Prioritizing praying for other people, praying for God's children, praying for ministers, praying for the body of Christ, praying for the nation, praying the heart of God in every circumstance of life. Amen. And then Paul said, pray for me also, that I may have freedom of utterance, and that I might be able to proclaim boldly the mystery of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. All of that we talk very strongly about in our last service. And then we moved on to this very important aspect of prayer. And I would like to delve in that, this very all-important aspect of prayer that deals with our confidence. And I'd like to delve into that strongly tonight, as well as how we lean on the Holy Spirit in prayer. And this area of confidence is so important. I don't know if you are aware, but the Bible says in Hebrews 11:6, without faith, it is impossible to please God. And they that come to God must believe that God is, and he is a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. Without faith, though, without confidence, it is impossible to gain access to God's best. Faith sometimes manifests itself as confidence. As confidence. Faith manifests itself as confidence. And I was saying before, one of the things that needs to happen to us in the place of prayer is there has to be a commitment to elevate the spirit of prayer in our lives. The Bible says in Zechariah chapter 10, he will pour out the spirit of grace and supplication upon the house of Israel, is what he says. He will pour out the spirit of grace and supplication. I really like that. Prayer is a garment that we put on. It's almost like an armor. It's almost like something we put on ourselves that enables us to be able to do warfare, to be able to engage, to be able to receive the things that the Lord has for us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It says there, Zechariah chapter 12 and verse 10. It says, I will pour upon the house of David and upon the inhabitants of Jerusalem the spirit of grace and supplication. The spirit of grace and supplication. It's a garment of prayer. And the more we aspire to engage that garment, to put on and engage that grace, the easier our prayer lives become. Hallelujah. There is that component of confidence that affects our praying. I want us to read, let's go to 1 John chapter 5 and verse 14. 1 John chapter 5. And verse 14, look at what it says here. 1 John chapter 5, verse 14 says, and this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desired of him. We know. The Amplified Bible says, This is the confidence, the assurance, the privilege of boldness which we have in him. We are sure that if we ask anything, make any request according to his will, in agreement with his own plan, he listens to us and he hears us. And since we positively know that he listens to us in whatever we ask, we also know with settled and absolute knowledge that we have granted us our present possession, the request that we have made of him. What's the Bible saying? What's the Word of God saying? We have confidence that when we pray, the Lord hears us, when we pray according to his will. Notice, a lot of people say things about prayer. Many people talk about, you know, I'm praying for you, I'm praying for you, and you're in my thoughts and you're in my prayers, and that's all good. That's wonderful. That's one of it's one of the best, most significant investments we can make in people's life. What I remember, I've said this on the pulpit while ministering in our local churches. The greatest gift anybody can give me as a minister of the gospel, it's not money. Praise God for money. It's not a house. Praise God for good homes. It's not cars. Praise God for good cars. It's not any of these material benefits, even though all of those blessings are wonderful. But the greatest gift anyone can give me personally is the gift of prayer. The gift of effectual, fervent prayer. To pray for me consistently. I mean, there's a lot of things and a lot of times in my life on my journey that I've depending on what's going on in the moment, that I turn around and there's just that assurance. The Bible says we have an assurance. There's an assurance within me. Someone is praying for me. Some people are praying for me. The battles that were fought, victories that have been won, And I look back and I say, that could not have happened without the saints praying. The greatest gift we absolutely can give anyone is the gift of prayer. Now, there is a confidence that we have when we pray right. What is praying right? Praying right is praying according to the will of God. When you pray according to the will of God, there is a confidence that you have. You know that the Lord hears you, and you know that he will grant the petition or the requests that you've placed before him. Now, I want you to be aware that Satan is constantly fighting to take that confidence away. He's constantly fighting to attack, to steal our confidence. And how does he do this many times? Through having us pray in ways that he knows will not be answered. He puts us under pressure. He pushes things out to us, make things obvious to us that distract us, or disappoint us, or discourage us. He makes us hear things that limit our confidence, that almost challenge our ability to trust God. Satan is out to steal your confidence. But when we have a confidence in God, I don't like to use the word probability because it almost sounds like it's a chance. It's not a chance thing. But the measure, the proportion, the measure of our praying that actually produce results, that actually produce power, exponentially increase. And you know, the more your prayer is answered, the more confident you are to pray. It's one of the things that I desire for every believer, a measure of confidence to pray. But unfortunately, many believers don't have that confidence. Many believers don't even know how to pray according to the will of God. And so because we don't know how to pray according to the will of God many times, There's constant disappointment in our praying. And then we get used to this. Now, we don't stop praying many times. We still keep praying, you know, we just pray. And sometimes it's like throwing things at the wall and trying to hope and hoping that one of those things stick. It's like we keep praying without an assurance, without that confidence. But one of the greatest blessings, I believe, in the ministry of prayer for any believer is to have an assurance that when we pray, God hears us. Every time I receive a prayer point, every time, no matter what the situation is, there's a confidence that I have that when I bring that prayer point before the Lord, He hears me. And that's a lot because there's preparation that needs to be done before we pray. Amen. Developing confidence in the place of prayer comes by training ourselves to pray according to the will of God. It's important that we aspire to get to the place in our Christian walk where most, not some or a few, of our prayers are answered. Hallelujah. I want you to read with me. Let's go to this Psalm of David. I have actually, in our Sunday services, done a lot of ministry out of this Psalm, Psalm 27. Psalm 27. It's a very well-known Psalm of David. Psalms 27. It says from verse 1, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even my enemies and my foes, when they come upon me or came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Even though a host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Even though war rise against me, in this will I be confident. I will be confident in a time of war. I will be confident in a time of conflict. I will be confident no matter what I'm experiencing. I will be confident regardless of what life, what curveballs life throws me." That's what David is saying. In this will I be confident. In this will I be confident. Now, of course, he's talking about the power and the confidence that's generated from the Lord being our light and our salvation. That confidence also enables us to get in the place of prayer and expect the Lord to hear us. Listen to what it says in verse 4. "One thing have I desired of the Lord," confidence, "that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple." To inquire in his temple. He has the confidence to do that. He has the assurance to do that. Listen to David further. He said, "For in the time of trouble, he will hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He will set me up upon a rock." The Lord will do that. No wonder he has so much confidence. He says, "And now shall my head be lifted up above my enemies round about me. Therefore will I offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I will sing, yes, I will sing praises unto the Lord." Let's not stop reading. Let's read further. Look at verse 7. "Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice. Have mercy also upon me and answer me." That's prayer. He said, "Hear me, Lord, when I cry to you with my voice. Have mercy upon me and answer me." He said in verse 8, "When you said, 'Seek my face,' my heart also said, 'Your face, Lord, will I seek.'" When the Lord says, "Seek my face," David said, "I said to you, Lord, your face will I see." This is prayer now. This is prayer. This is a man who is confident that when he seeks the Lord, he will find him. This is a man who is confident that when he inquires of the Lord, he will receive answers. This is a man who is confident that when he prays in a time of trouble and difficulty, the Lord will rescue him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He said, hide not your face far from me. Put not your servant away in anger. You have been my help. Leave me not, neither forsake me, O God of my salvation. Then he says in verse 13, I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. I would have fainted. Do you know what that is? That means he would have lost his confidence in God. I would have fainted unless I believed. So you see, there is a direct correlation between our confidence in prayer and faith. And the Bible says in Hebrews 11:6, without faith, it is impossible to please God. They that come to God must believe that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. David said, I would have fainted, Psalms 27 verse 13, unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. When you are someone who, a believer who has learned how to pray right, when you are a believer that has learned how to pray according to the will of God, when you are a believer that has learned how to enter in, how to press into the Lord, how to press into his presence, when you pray, you will receive results. You will get answers. And that confidence will produce faith. Faith will cause you to be willing to go back again and again with that assurance that 1 John chapter 5 verse 14 told us about, to receive answers from the Lord. Because you know when you come, he'll hear you. Your confidence. The last person I want praying for me is someone who does not have confidence their prayers are being answered. Because that prayer is probably not going anywhere. We need our prayers mixed with faith in order to produce results. He said there in verse 14, wait on the Lord, be of good courage. He will strengthen your heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Hallelujah. Confidence. Developing confidence in the place of prayer. Somebody said, well, Pastor, how can I do that? I like to do that. Well, these are some of the ways. It's to be deliberate in your praying. To seek a basis from the Word of God from your praying. And as we go on and talk more about how we pray in the will of God, you have more light in that area. And the more you put to practice the things that we're discussing, you see the more your confidence rises. I can't tell you how much confidence was oozing out of my spirit all through the month of September as we prayed for our nation. So much confidence. That sometimes some things happened and things develop that almost suggest your prayer is not being answered. And I just know that's not true. See, that's the enemy's trick. I don't listen to that. He plays those games. I don't pay attention. I just stay focused on the Lord. I'm confident the Lord hears us. And especially when you pray led by the Holy Spirit, there's no way your prayers don't go to heaven. We'll get to that in just 1 minute here. I want you to look with me here. Let's go to Mark chapter 11. Mark chapter 11. This is a very popular scripture on faith. Confidence in prayer produces faith and perseverance. And both faith and perseverance play a very important role in producing the answers that we seek when we pray. Faith and perseverance. Confidence in prayer produces faith and perseverance. You see things unfolding, but you have faith. Like David said, I would have fainted if I did not have faith. You see things sometimes going almost opposite direction to what you're praying, and yet, because you have faith, you do not faint. That confidence produces faith and perseverance that enables you to carry on, to keep on keeping on, keep on praying, keep on believing, keep on standing, keep on confessing the word of God. Amen. Look at Mark chapter 11 and verse 24. Hallelujah. Jesus speaking said, therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire, what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them and you shall have them. What things soever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them and you shall have them. Let's put it this way. When you pray, you must believe. This is so important. Thank you, Holy Spirit. This is so crucial. When you pray, you must believe. You must believe that what you are praying about is something that the Lord is going to deliver to you. You must have confidence. Listen to what the Lord Jesus Christ said again. Therefore, I say to you, what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them and you shall have them. This is not technical. That confidence comes into play here. When you pray, whatsoever the desire is, when you pray, have confidence. Believe that you receive answers to your prayer and you will have answers to your prayer. This is not semantics. This is not the Lord trying to find a way to say something that he doesn't mean. No. When you pray, whatsoever, he said, you desire. What things soever you desire, when you pray. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I desire the peace of God in your life. I desire that for you. Peace is one of the greatest gifts heaven can give us. Have you noticed? Peace is usually one of the first products of effectual prayer. When we pray right, we get peace. The first gift we get from heaven when we pray right is peace. Peace that the Lord heard us. Peace that, oh, it's going to be well. The Lord has taken care of it. Well, I desire peace for you. He said, whatsoever things you desire, believe. When you pray, believe that you receive them and you shall have them. So, I desire peace for you in every area of your life. Nothing missing, nothing broken. Heavens open over you that you are able to advance in destiny. So what am I going to do right now? I'm going to pray for your peace in the name of Jesus. I speak and I pray for peace for my brothers and my sisters. Lord, everyone that is under the sound of my voice tonight, wherever they are in their lives, on their journey, I pray for the peace of God that passes all understanding in the name of Jesus. Lord, let your peace mount a garrison around their hearts, around their lives right now. Whatever they are dealing with, whatever they are coming through, whatever is happening in their lives, I speak peace. Let your peace mount a garrison around them. Father, put them over the turbulence. In the name of Jesus, help them stand strong. Bless them and their loved ones. Bless them and their families. Make a way that where there seems to be no way. Open doors, Father. Open doors that will seem like unbelievable when these miracles and these manifestations come. Grant unto them the desires of their heart. I speak peace over you in Jesus' mighty name. Guess what? When I prayed, I believed. I had confidence. No matter what's going on in your life right now, no matter what was going on in your life before I prayed for you to have peace. When I prayed, I had confidence. I believe the Lord heard me, and I know you have peace right now. I know you have peace right now. I know the peace of God is being mounted as a garrison around your life. No matter the turbulence, no matter the difficulties, no matter the situation, there's peace for you. There's peace for you. Do you receive it? Now you have to receive. You have to do your part now, though. You have to receive that peace. Say, I receive that peace in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. So that's what it is. That confidence works with faith. It works with faith. Amen. I'm looking at my time, and I'm tempted to delve a little bit further here. I don't want to give too much time to this, but you know what? Let's wrap this up. Let's do this in 2 minutes so I can move on to just talking about how we lean on the Holy Spirit, how important it is for us to lean on the Holy Spirit when we pray. So tonight, we've talked about the place of having confidence in prayer. And I also want us to talk about the place of leaning, the importance of leaning on the Holy Spirit when we pray. Look there real quickly, Hebrews chapter 6. Hebrews chapter 6, and let's look at verse 12. Hebrews chapter 6. Sorry, let's look at verses 12 to 15. Hebrews chapter 6. Listen to this. It says, that you be not slothful or lazy in life generally, in faith. It's talking about your faith walk here, and in prayer. That you be not lazy or slothful, but followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promises. For when God made promise to Abraham, because he could swear by no greater, he swore by himself, saying, surely blessing I will bless you, and multiplying I will multiply you. And so after he had patiently endured, he obtained the promise. What was the aid to Abraham's willingness to wait in faith and to persevere? What was the aid that made that happen? A confidence that what the Lord has said to him was going to happen. An assurance that what he had dialogued and communed with God over was delivered into his hands. Amen. Let's go there in the same Hebrews. Look at Hebrews chapter 10. And let's read from verse 35. Hebrews chapter 10 from verse 35. It says in verse 35, cast not away therefore your confidence, which has a great recompense of reward. In the place of prayer, don't let go of your confidence. Don't let the enemy mess with your mind. He'll create cycles. Things will happen repeatedly over and over and over again to create an image of failure within your heart. That image of failure then becomes a handicap to your faith. So, like somebody said, doubt begins to creep in. Doubt begins to seep in. Something you were confident about before at the beginning, something you knew for a fact, you knew for a truth, was an assurance that you got from the Word of God. Now, because of the enemy's activities in creating failure and disappointment over time, doubt begins to seep in. And many believers lose their confidence. Don't let that happen to you. Do not give up your confidence, the Bible says. Cast not away your confidence that has a great recompense of reward. What is the reward of your confidence? It's faith. Faith and perseverance that will produce answers when you pray. Faith and perseverance to obtain the promises of God that have been made unto you. Amen. He said in verse 38, verse 36. He said, for you have need of patience, that after you have done the will of God, you might receive the promise. Exactly what we read in Hebrews chapter 6. For yet a little while, he that will come and he will not tarry. Now the just shall live by faith. But if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. But we are not verse 39, we are not of them who draw back unto perdition, but of them that believe to the saving of the soul. David said, I would have fainted, Psalm 27, I would have fainted unless I had believed that I would see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Hallelujah. We are not of them who draw back unto perdition, but we are of them who believe to the saving of the soul. I like the way the Message translation puts verse 39. It says, but we are not quitters who lose out. Oh, no, 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 no. We will stay with it and we will survive trusting all the way. We are not quitters who lose out. Oh, no. We will stay with it and survive trusting all the way. Hallelujah. Satan is out to steal your confidence so that you will be discouraged and you will not be excited about praying. But the more you build confidence in the Word of God, the more you take the time to build your faith in the Word of God, and the more you learn to pray right, the more answers you will have to your prayers. And the more answers you get to your prayers, the more your confidence builds. The more your confidence increases. The more your confidence increases, the more faith you have. The more faith you have, the more answers you have to your prayers. The more answers you have to your prayers, the more your confidence rises. It rises. It increases. See, it's an ongoing. It's like you're building a house. It comes to a point where you have so much confidence every time you come into the place of prayer. And that's what the Lord wants for us. It's like the Lord Jesus Christ. I said in one of our recent services, do you think for a minute that the Lord Jesus Christ ever prayed and didn't expect to get answers? Oh, no. Every prayer the Lord Jesus Christ prayed was answered. One time he was praying at the tomb of Lazarus, a man who had been dead for 4 days. He said, Father, I thank you because you heard me when I prayed. You heard me. The man is dead in the tomb. He'd been dead for 4 days. But Jesus had prayed, and Jesus standing there, nothing happened. There was no action. There was no movement. There was nothing. People were crying. Nobody believed anything was going to happen here. And Jesus stood in front of that grave and said, Father, I thank you that you heard me. And you always hear me when I pray. Amen. That's confidence. That's confidence. I pray that you have that same confidence when you pray. Use that same confidence. Engage that same confidence. It's not going to come by us just thinking about it, but it's going to come as you're hearing the word. The Bible says faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. As you're hearing this tonight, confidence is coming to you. And as you put it to work, as you build a basis, a foundation for prayer and the word of God, as you develop your faith in the word, when you come to your place of prayer, confidence grows within you. And when the enemy begins to bring all these images of failure and disappointment, you say, shoo, 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 get behind me, Satan. Get behind me, Satan. Hallelujah. We got this. We got this. The Lord has this covered. The Lord has this taken care of. See, you're confident. You're like David, in this we lie. Be confident. Amen. 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 Now, I want us to touch on one more thing tonight. I actually thought I was going to be able to touch on one and a half, but I have a few minutes here to be able to touch on one more thing tonight. It is very important, very crucial, that we learn to lean strongly on the Holy Spirit in prayer. It is very important, very crucial, that we learn to lean on the Holy Spirit in prayer. We already read this in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 18, when he says, praying always with all manner of prayer and supplication. In the Spirit, he said, translation says, being led by the Holy Spirit. It is so important that we learn to lean strongly on the Holy Spirit when we pray. That is the key, is the most important key to praying according to the will of God. Of course, the will of God is revealed in His Word. And certainly, if we're praying anything that we already know is not in the Word of God, we know we're praying amiss. The Bible says you pray and you don't receive because you pray amiss. That's what it said. Well, we don't want to pray amiss. The reason people lose their confidence is because they pray amiss. And when they pray amiss, they don't get answers. And like he says in the book of James, then a lot of war starts. People have to get in the flesh to try to get what they were trying to get in prayer or get in the spirit, which they couldn't get because they were praying amiss. Then they resort to physical. They resort to a lot of carnal things. Do you know many times when believers begin to put the focus on the secondary things, it's usually a sign of the fact that they've given up in the place of prayer. Prayer is always primary. But when you see believers, like when we're talking about praying for our nation, we'll talk about that later on. The Bible says, Jesus said, my house will be called a house of prayer. Well, so that's our primary assignment as the church, as the body of Christ. Every single believer, we are houses of prayer because we are the temple of the Holy Spirit. Out of us should be oozing out prayer, prayer, prayer. We are houses of prayer. We are bodies of prayer. Our primary assignment is to pray. But do you know how many times the church has resorted to making carrying placards our primary assignment? We are more invested and we are more passionate about carrying placards and discussing our political leanings than we are praying. That's the typical definition of praying amiss. We prayed amiss, we don't get the results, and so we resort to doing things in the physical. Everything, because we become so physical, we become so focused on the natural physical things that we are willing to compromise even the truths of the Word of God. We align ourselves. The Bible says we shouldn't. It tells us very clearly in the epistles in 1 Corinthians, where there were some of the people in the church, I'm of Paul, I'm of Peter, I'm this, da, 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 da. And Peter said, well, you're carnal. You're carnal. You can't align yourself to human beings and human institutions and human organizations that are partisan, that are not controlled by the Holy Spirit. Doesn't mean you don't align, as in you belong to a party or you vote with a party or that. That's not what we're talking about. But you carry that so much that everything that institution, everything that organization, or everything that political party does or says, or that human being does or says, you are for it. Even when you know it contradicts the Word of God. That's what Paul was saying to them. You become carnal. When I wanted you to, I wish I could have given you meat. I can't give you meat. All I can give you is milk. And milk makes you focus on carrying placards. You believe the only way to achieve results is through natural things. Nothing wrong with playing our part in the natural. Many times there are things that we need to do physically, naturally. But prayer is always primary. We can't do those things and not pray. We must pray more than we do everything else. Prayer, like we read in Ephesians 6:18, prayer is first. Now, praying in the will of God is praying leaning on the Holy Spirit. Of course, prayer must be based on the Word. But in addition to being based on the Word, prayer must be conducted by leaning on the Holy Spirit. Learning to lean strongly on the Holy Spirit. Invite Him. Open up to Him. Yield to Him. Let Him engage with you in your prayer times. Don't be mechanical in your prayer. Let it be a flow that engages the Holy Spirit to a point where the Holy Spirit is now the one who is actually stirring your praying. This comes through relationship. This comes through communion. The Holy Spirit is not an it, He's a person. It's like if you want to get fit, You've seen many things on TV, you've read many books, and but it still doesn't mean you are fit. Maybe you want to be healthy, more healthy. Maybe you feel like you have excess weight that you need to get rid of. Maybe you want to be, you want to build your, you know, whatever, not just your physical being, but even just your stamina and different things that come with being healthy. Well, here is someone who is a professional in the area of building a soundness of health in our physical body. He has, or she has, all the knowledge, has all the tools, all the equipment, has a gym, has everything we need. And he says, you know, whenever you want to do this, just call on me and I'll give you access to everything I have, and I'll actually even work out with you. I won't just play you videos, I'll actually work with you. Well, guess what? That's a powerhouse right there. You may not be able to do what he is able to do, but now he's giving you access to everything that he has. Guess what? If we are smart, we'll engage him. We'll invite him regularly. We'll make room for him. And then we'll do what he tells us. We'll yield to him. As he directs us, we'll do. Now, he's not gonna, because he has his own body, we have ours. And what we're trying to do is get a miracle in our body, right? So he's not gonna get out of his own body and transfer that body to us. That's not going to happen. But what he's going to do is, he's going to enable us. He's going to help us every way he can with everything he has access to, so that what we desire actually comes into fruition. Now, that's a loose example, but that's exactly what it means to learn to lean on the Holy Spirit in prayer. The Holy Spirit has everything. He has the tools. He has the house, the gym. He has access to the Father. He has the ability to communicate with the Father in a way that we don't. As the Holy Spirit has said, I'll be a standby to you. Whenever you need me, just call me. Guess what? We'll be smart to engage him every time in prayer. Learning to pray in the will of God is impossible without learning to lean on the Holy Spirit in the place of prayer. Let's read the scripture real quickly. A very popular piece of scripture in Romans chapter 8, as our time wraps up here. Romans chapter 8, and let's go to verse 26. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you for helping us tonight. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Romans chapter 8 and verse 26. Likewise, the Holy Spirit helps our infirmities, our weaknesses. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit himself makes intercession for us with groanings that cannot be uttered. And he that searches the heart knows what is the mind of the Spirit, because he makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God. The Holy Spirit makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God. Remember, we've talked about the surest way to guarantee that most of our prayers are answered is learning to pray according to the will of God. Well, the Bible says the Holy Spirit makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God. He says, and because he does, we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. Amen. All things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. That's the end point. The Holy Spirit, the Lord, will make sure everything works together for our good. The Lord will see to it. Whatever it is we're praying about, whatever it is we're dealing with, will work together for our good. But notice what the requirement is that the Holy Spirit helps our infirmities. He helps our weaknesses. Let's read this from the Amplified Version of the Bible. Verse 26 says, so too, the Holy Spirit comes to our aid. He bears us up in our weakness. For we do not know what prayer to offer, nor how to offer it worthily as we ought. We don't know what to pray or how to pray it right. He says, but the Holy Spirit himself goes to meet our supplication and pleads in our behalf with unspeakable yearnings and groanings too deep for utterance. Oh, hallelujah. The Holy Spirit prays through us. He prays with us. And verse 27, he who searches the hearts of men, he knows what is in the mind of the Holy Spirit, what his intent is, because the Holy Spirit intercedes and pleads before God on behalf of the saints according to and in harmony with God's will. According to and in harmony with God's will. The Holy Spirit intercedes. He pleads before God on behalf of the saints according to and in harmony with God's will. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So learning to lean strongly on the Holy Spirit will help us and train us to pray in the will of God. Make your prayer times a partnership with the Holy Spirit, so that prayer is not just transactional for you, but it is fellowship and communion. That is, when you engage the Holy Spirit, let there be a fellowship there. Let it not be, oh, the man who owns the gym, the professional who can help me with my workout goals, my fitness and healthy living goals. That's him. And I don't relate with him like he's a person. I just use him as an instrument. Well, I will not get the best from him. I will not get the best from him. But when I relate with him as a person, the more I esteem that relationship with him, the more I yield to him or her and allow them to determine how I go about the things that I do, the easier it is for them to be involved, and the more guaranteed my goals being fulfilled are. Hallelujah. So invite the Holy Spirit. Pray with the Holy Spirit. Every time you pray, invite him. Holy Spirit, come, help me to pray. Help me to pray. Intercede through me. Holy Spirit, have your way. Help me not to pray amiss. Help me to pray according to the will of God. And then open up and start praying. It doesn't mean all the time you're praying in tongues, you're praying in a spiritual language. Sometimes you do, sometimes you don't. But it means that your spirit is fully engaging with the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. This is a good place to close tonight. Let's just pray for 1 minute. Father, just pray for somebody. Pray for somebody. Pray for someone. Pray for something that matters. Pray for the nation. Pray. Let's pray for 1 minute. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your goodness. We thank you for this service tonight. Thank you for the presence of the Holy Spirit that has been with us. Thank you for what you've opened our eyes to see. Thank you for showing us the place of confidence in the word and confidence in the place of prayer. Thank you, Lord, for enabling us to see the role that the Holy Spirit plays in our prayer lives. Thank you, Father. Lord, we pray for the people around us. We pray for our loved ones. We pray, Father, for those that are connected with us. We speak the blessings of heaven upon them in the name of Jesus. We pray for our brothers and our sisters. We pray, Father God, for everyone, all of our loved ones. We pray for members of our family. We pray, Father, for those that are close to us. We lift them up before you. We pray, God, that you grant them the desires of their heart. We pray, Father, that you cause manifestation to come their way. We pray, Father, that you fulfill your word in their lives. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Father, we honor you tonight. I thank you, God, for your mighty presence in this service. Thank you for being with us. We give you all the glory. We give you all the praise. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen and amen and amen.